And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 20th. In 1980 this week, Paul McCartney's Wings Over America film had its premiere in New York City. In 1979, Bill Haley played for England's Queen Elizabeth in London, and it was his last ever visit to England. Elton John, Cher, and Donny Osmond performed for the Queen at her Royal Variety Show in London in 2001. In 1973, a 19-year-old audience member filled in at the San Francisco Who concert when drummer Keith Moon collapsed. In 1962, Elvis Presley's Love Me Tender movie had its national release in 1956, while in 1962, his movie Girls, Girls, Girls had its official opening. In 1963 this week, minutes before U.S. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Bobby V, Dick and Dee Dee, and Dale and Grace waved to his motorcycle from outside their rehearsal hall. Elvis Presley's contract was sold from Sun Records to RCA this week in 1955 for an unprecedented $40,000. This week in 1957, Simon and Garfunkel appeared on American Bandstand as Tom and Jerry. Elvis's largest grossing movie, Blue Hawaii, premiered in 1961 this week, and Clambake was released this week in 1967. In 1963, the second British album of the Beatles, With the Beatles, was released, and in Canada, it was referred to as Beatlemania with the Beatles. Elvis's first post-Army movie, G.I. Blues, officially got its release this week in 1960, while in 1966, Spin Out had its debut. Jerry Lee Lewis was arrested outside Elvis Presley's Graceland mansion this week in 1976. He was waving a gun and the King wasn't home at the time. John Lennon returned as member of the British Empire Medal to protest Britain's involvement in Biafra and Vietnam this week in 1969. In 1976, the band performed their last waltz concert in San Francisco's Winterland Auditorium. The White Album by the Beatles was released in 1968 this week. Bo Diddley sang the song Bo Diddley on the Ed Sullivan Show. He had agreed to sing 16 Tons, and when he sang Bo Diddley this week in 1955, Ed Sullivan was not very pleased. Cadillac Records, the loosely based story of Chicago's Chess Records, had its world premiere in Hollywood this week in 2008. In the studio, the Zombies recorded Tell Her No in 64. Bob Dylan began recording his first self-titled album this week in 1961. The Rascals began recording Good Lovin' in 65. And Jack Scott recorded What in the World's Come Over You this week in 1959. Birthdays. Tina Turner is 77 this week. John McVie from Fleetwood Mac, 71. Gail McCormick, a former lead singer of Smith, is 68. Robert Goulet, born 1933. Norman Greenbaum is 74, Joe Walsh 69, Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers Band, born this week in 1946. Mac Rebenak, who is known mostly to you as Dr. John, he's having a birthday and he's 76 this week. Livingston Taylor, 66, Terry Stafford, born 1941, 2 years earlier in 39, Betty Everett was born. Lee Michaels turns 72. Pete Best, the former member of the Beatles, ousted in 1962. He is turning 75. Donald Duck Dunn, bass player with Booker T and the MGs, born this week, 1941. Tommy Alsop from the Crickets is 86 this week. Percy Sledge, born 1940. Bob Lynn, 74. Sonny Jirassy from The Outsiders and Climax is 69. And Eileen Barton was born this week in 1929. I don't know if you remember this tune, but I do as a small, small boy. If I'd known you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. My mum used to sing that. Jean Terrell from the Supremes is also having a birthday this week, and she's 72. And from Treasure Island Oldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 20th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. And then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.